Chapter 11. Cathy's Death. After almost 3 months of silence, I received a letter from Isabella.
Dear Nelly, last night Heathcliff and I came to Wuthering Heights. I am a fool. You and Cathy were right. The day after we got married, I realised my mistake. Heathcliff is a devil, not a man. The people in this house are either stupid, drunk, or mad. The first one I met was Hareton, who's dirty and curses all the time. His father, Hindley, is always drunk. He had a pistol in his pocket. He took it out and said he was going to kill Heathcliff with it. Then I met Joseph, another unpleasant man. When I asked where my servant was, he laughed at me. I have no servant in this horrible house. And Heathcliff is mad. He terrifies me. He told me of Cathy's illness and said that it was Edgar who made Cathy ill. I feel as if I'm in prison or in hell. I know that my brother is angry with me. Please ask him to write me a few words. I'd give anything to see his dear face. Please come, Nelly. The people I love are only a few miles away, but it seems like the other side of the world. My love to you all, Isabella.
Edgar didn't want to write to his sister, but he told me that I should visit her. 2 days later, I walked to Wuthering Heights. When I saw Isabella, I was shocked. Her face was white, her hair uncombed, and her dress was dirty. Heathcliff, on the other hand, was well-dressed and looked more handsome than ever. He greeted me warmly. "Nellie," he said, "it's good to see you. Come and sit down. If you have a letter for Isabella, please give it to her. We have no secrets here." "I haven't got a letter," I said. "Mr. Linton sends Isabella his love, but he doesn't want to see her." Isabella went to the window and stood with her back to us. I knew that she was crying. "How is Cathy?" Heathcliff asked, looking into my eyes. "Mrs. Linton must have complete peace and quiet. Any excitement is bad for her." "What are you trying to tell me, Nelly?" Heathcliff asked. "Don't think of going to the Grange, Heathcliff. A visit from you would be dangerous. Another fight between you and Edgar could kill her." "If she doesn't see me again," cried Heathcliff, "that will kill her." "You're wrong," I said. "Cathy has almost forgotten you." "Nelly, you know that she hasn't forgotten me. She thinks about me 1,000 times more than she thinks about Linton. And he couldn't love her as much in 80 years as I could love her in a day." "Heathcliff, you don't understand," I said. "Cathy has changed." Isabella turned round and said,
"Cathy and Edgar love each other very much."
"Your brother loves you too, doesn't he?" Heathcliff said scornfully. "But he let you go."
"He doesn't know how much I am suffering," cried Isabella.
"Isabella looks terrible," I said to Heathcliff.
"She's a fool," said Heathcliff. "She left her comfortable home because she thought I loved her. I dislike her, but I haven't broken any laws, so she can't leave me. The truth is that it is amusing to hurt her."
"Heathcliff," I cried, "what terrible words." Isabella turned round, her eyes red from crying.
"Nelly, it's too awful. He married me for one reason and one reason only, to have power over Edgar."
"That's enough," Heathcliff said. "Go upstairs, Isabella. I want to talk to Nelly." With these words, Heathcliff pushed his wife out of the room. I wanted to leave, but Heathcliff stopped me. "Wait, Nelly," he said in a more gentle voice. "You must help me. I must see Cathy."
"I can't do that," I said. "If you don't promise to help me, I'll lock you in a room here."
"Are you mad, Heathcliff?"
Perhaps I am. But I love her, Nelly, he said. I love her. After a long argument, I agreed to help Heathcliff, but I was afraid. The only time you can come is on Sunday after Edgar and the servants have gone to Gimmerton Church. Don't worry, Nelly, Heathcliff said. I'll make sure no one sees me, and I'll leave before they return. The following Sunday, Heathcliff waited till he was sure that Edgar was at church. Then he came to the Grange and stood at Kathy's window. She was asleep and didn't see him looking at her.
Kathy, dear, I said quietly, someone wants to see you.
When Kathy woke and saw Heathcliff, the expression on her face was one of pure joy. Heathcliff held Kathy in his arms for a full 5 minutes and kissed her again and again. But he couldn't look into her eyes because he saw that she was dying. Oh, Kathy, my life, my soul, he cried in a voice full of pain.
Heathcliff, Kathy said. You and Edgar have broken my heart. You both want me. It is killing me.
Heathcliff couldn't speak.
I wish I could hold you till we were both dead, Kathy said. Will you forget me? Will you be happy when I'm in my grave?
Don't be cruel to me, Heathcliff cried. How can you talk like that to me? You know that I could never forget you. You are my life. While you are at peace, I'll be in hell.
I won't be at peace, said Kathy. I'll suffer in the grave as you will suffer in life.
Why did you think I wasn't good enough for you? Asked Heathcliff. Why weren't you true to your heart? How could you marry that weak, foolish man? I haven't broken your heart. You have done it, and broken mine too. How can I live without you? Would you like to continue living when your soul is in the grave?
If I have done wrong, Kathy said, I'm being punished now.
Don't say that. Heathcliff and Kathy held each other close, crying in each other's arms. Meanwhile, I was becoming more and more nervous.
Heathcliff, you must leave, I said. My master will soon be here.
Yes, I must go, Kathy, my darling, Heathcliff said, trying to move away from her.
No, no, she cried. You mustn't go.
I'll see you again, said Heathcliff. I won't go far. I'll stay over there under the trees.
No, Kathy screamed hysterically. Don't go, don't go.
Hush, my darling. I must go. Edgar is coming, Heathcliff said. I saw that Kathy's eyes were closed and that she was as white as a ghost. At that moment, I heard my master and the servants come into the house. It was too late. When Edgar entered and saw Heathcliff, he turned pale with anger.
What are you doing here?
He shouted. Without a word, Heathcliff placed Kathy in Edgar's arms. She needs help, he said. Help her. Then he left the room. Edgar and I attended to Kathy, and slowly a little colour returned to her face. That night at midnight, Kathy gave birth to a baby girl. But her own condition got worse, and in spite of the doctor's efforts, she died 2 hours later. Edgar was devastated. He sat on a chair next to Kathy's body and wouldn't leave her room. At sunrise, I went to find Heathcliff. As I had guessed, he was there, under the trees. I've never seen anyone in such despair. She's dead, he said. I know that. Don't cry, Nelly. She doesn't want your tears. Tell me, how did she die?
as quietly as falling asleep, I replied. And did she mention me? He asked. She didn't say anything. Her life ended peacefully. I hope she wakes up happy in the next world.
I hope she wakes up in hell, Heathcliff cried. Catherine Earnshaw, I hope you never rest as long as I'm alive. You said I killed you, so come back and haunt me. Be with me night and day, but don't leave me in this hell where I can't be with you.
He hit his head against a tree and cried like an animal in pain. I left him because I saw that I could do nothing to help him. Cathy was buried that week in the church grounds at the edge of the moors she loved so much. After her death, Edgar hardly ever left the house. His life revolved around two things: his visits to his wife's grave and his little daughter. She was a lovely baby, with the pale complexion of her father and the bright eyes of her mother. She was christened Catherine Linton. One day, I was sitting in the kitchen with the baby when Isabella ran in. Her dress was wet and dirty. Her hair was uncombed and she had blood on her face. What happened? I asked.
I ran all the way from Wuthering Heights and I'll never go back, she cried.
She dried her hair and changed her clothes. Then I asked her to tell me everything.
Since Cathy's death, Heathcliff has gone mad, Isabella began. He goes out at night and returns at sunrise. Then he locks himself in his room. This morning we had an argument. I told him he was cruel and that he had caused Cathy's death. Do you know what he did? He took a knife from the table and threw it at me. Look here, she said, showing me a cut under her ear. Then he shouted, get out before I kill you. So I left and ran here.
Calm yourself, Isabella, I said. I'm sure it's for the best.
I know it is, she said.
She took her wedding ring from her finger and threw it into the fire.
There. That's the end of that, she said.
The next day, Isabella went to Gimmerton and then to London. She wrote regularly to us and told us that she was staying with a lady who rented out rooms in her house. She also told us she was pregnant, but feeling well. Edgar did not invite her to come to the Grange, but he sent her money every month. 5 months after she ran away from Heathcliff, Isabella gave birth to a little boy. In her letters, she told us that he was a delicate child, but very sweet. She called him Linton. One day, I met Heathcliff in Gimmerton. He wasn't interested in Isabella, but he asked about his son. When I told him that he was called Linton, he laughed.
Why did she call him Linton? Does she want me to hate the child? He said. I don't think she wants you to know anything about him. Perhaps, he said. But when I want the boy, I'll have him. He is my son. I didn't reply to that, but went on my way.